near Lackington with Kenealy. Wanting to get into what has become the big talking point of the week. Secondly, well, the two big talking points of the week all stem from the Sunday football. Everyone has managed to forget the sheer comedy of the Saturday evening game between Manchester United and Chelsea. They have decided to compartmentalise the laughs and instead get stuck into serious football chat. The second point is whether or not Pep Guardiola is selling out his principles, some would say his soul, by virtue of looking to sit on a 1-0 victory without the ball. But the more interesting conversation, I think, Michael Cox written about it at length today in The Athletic. I know that Ken, who's with me, has chatted about it on Second Captains as well, is what is Mikel Arteta thinking about in the first half of the game against Manchester City? Ken, let's be clear about this. The fellow's obviously a really, really, really good coach of footballers. He's great at setting a team up and all those things apply. I don't know if it's a question with Arteta as to whether or not he's brave or not brave. I just think he doesn't necessarily read the likely track of a football match that well. That's what I'm beginning to wonder, if he just sort of presumes the worst, plans for the worst, and then looks to build from there. And that's led him to, I think, put two poor second halves in against Liverpool and City, first halves in against Liverpool and City.
Yeah, well, were they that bad in the first half against Liverpool? I think they were better in the first half than in the second half in that game.
But they weren't going for it, is what I'd say, Ken. Liverpool, I think, were vulnerable. My point is this moment about feeling that Liverpool were vulnerable going into that game, and instead Arsenal set up in a way that allowed Liverpool to settle a little bit, get used to the question a little bit. They didn't go for the throat.
Yeah, look, I think that Mikel Arteta builds up his opponents in his head till they're to terrifying proportions, you know, and rather than play the team that's actually going to be facing him in the game, he's playing the team in his imagination, which is that team at their absolute best, you know. When he's playing Liverpool, it's like, oh, it's Anfield, you know, get the speakers, oh, it's like nowhere else, they'll tear you apart, it's a Coliseum, you know, all that stuff. Actually, Liverpool fairly ropey at the moment. We're, you know, having a fairly ropey start to the season, I think, when they played against Arsenal, obviously vulnerable, letting in lots of goals, new signings kind of trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. To me, it was a game that Arsenal, who have a much more settled squad, admittedly a couple of injuries, but they've got such a squad now that they can shrug off these injuries that in the past would have really crippled the team.